Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dirk Spentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew.
99.5
QYK.
Go! Good morning. It's a good day to have a great day, and it is Friday. You made it. You did it.
It's Friday birthday weekend for JR.
Yeah. That's right.
Got a birthday coming up on Sunday.
Forgot that was happening.
Oh, you did not.
No way.
What are the big birthday plans this weekend?
No plans. That's my birthday wish is no plans. I don't like celebrating my own birthday. I really don't. I really don't.
Why?
I don't know. Just don't.
You know, last year, remember?
I've been telling you this all week. I like that you're sounding surprised on the air right now. I've been telling you all week off the air. That's not my thing.
Remember last year, we all met up at Beer Can Island on the boat, so we had a great day. And then
a storm happened.
The storm came, and Lana freaked out.
So. Yes. Yeah, we didn't know where what happened to Lana. She was, like, underneath the boat seats or something like that. We're like, Lana, come on out. It's fine.
Well, I mean, you're on the water in the middle of a storm. It was not fun.
I know.
But I had a good day, though.
Yeah, it was a great time.
All right.
Very fun. Excited for that. All right. But today, we did not get a winner yesterday for the QYK Cash Vault, which means there's still a lot of money in there to give to you today at 820.
Right. I was looking over the guesses, and if you have been following along, it's looking good. I'm thinking we could possibly get a winner today.
All right. Very nice.
Following along, just know that.
All right, 8:20, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, those Universal tickets, of course, at 7:40. And I'm just happy that it's Friday, and I'm glad that you're with us and having us on. I appreciate you.
Me too.
All right, here's what we want. We want to know what in the world you're doing up right now. So you might be thinking to yourself, why do you guys do that every day? Because we know we're not the only ones up right now. We know that a lot of people have to get up early with us, and we love being a part of your morning as you're going wherever. So call us and let us know what you're doing up right now. It's kind of a fun thing to talk to you. So
yeah, it's not mostly maybe on your way to work. Maybe you're doing something fun. Maybe you're doing something different. Maybe you're like, I never get up this early, but I'm up this early now.
Right. So we want to know right now what in the world you're doing up right now. Don't be scared to call. I'd love to hear from you. 800-992-1099. Let's kick the weekend off together. Here's Justin Moore. We didn't have much on 99.5 QYK. Hit us up right now. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Good morning, Heather. What are you doing?
I just got to work.
And where do you work at?
I work at a clinic here in Clearwater.
Oh, very nice. Got a long day ahead of you?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, listen, what do you got planned for the weekend?
Probably taking my dog to the dog park and a bunch of nothing.
That sounds like a great weekend to me.
And you're doing something with your dog. I love that.
I know. Me too.
Well, you have a great day, okay?
You guys have a wonderful day, too. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Buck. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Buck. What in the world are you doing up right now?
Oh, I'm going to clean pools. You know, I start early and... I retired from the fire department. I thought this would be an easy gig, but I'm killing myself.
Gosh, dang it.
My back is sore. My legs are sore. My shoulder's sore. I'm killing myself. I thought this was an easy gig, but it's apparently not.
Well, man, listen, I'll tell you what. You're a hero, especially with the red tide going on right now. People are not going to the beaches. They're going to need their pools, for sure.
Especially for the weekend.
I know. Everybody's urinating in the pools, and they get soap and suntan lotion. And so I came having a hard time managing these chemicals, but...
Buck, I love your attitude towards the pool business.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You guys do a great job. Keep it up. We love it. We love the station.
Well, we appreciate you, brother. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
I want Buck as my pool man to be like, hey, what in the heck were you guys doing in this pool? QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Stacy, good morning.
I'm doing great, Stacy. So what in the world are you doing up right now?
I am driving to Life Surge in Tampa.
What's that?
Check it out, lifesurge.com.
Okay.
Huge event, thousands of attendees.
And what do you guys do there?
Oh, my gosh. There's going to be Willie Robertson, Tim Tebow and his wife.
Oh, cool.
Other great speakers. It's just going to be...
Sounds like a really positive and uplifting event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I was just listening to you. I listen to you every morning. I'm on my way and said, call in. I thought, why not?
Wait, we got a funny Tim Tebow story for you. Go ahead, Lana. Tell him your Tim Tebow story.
Tim Tebow was, he came backstage with Rascal Flatts one time, and my girlfriend couldn't believe that Tim Tebow was backstage when I had her back there. And she literally had no idea who Rascal Flatts was because she was just getting into country music. So she gives Gary LaVox, the lead singer of Rascal Flatts, her phone. And she's like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Can you take a picture of me and Tim Tebow?
Oh, no.
And so Gary was sitting there taking pictures of my friend with Tim Tebow. And, of course, the first three weren't good enough. Funny. She kept asking him to retake the picture. I'm like, Sarah, do you know who this is? She had no clue who Gary was. So that was awesome.
So I want to ask you guys something. Where is a really good country bar venue?
The Dallas Bowl's a good one, right?
You got the Dallas Bowl, you got the Stockyard, and I don't know if any of the other ones are open. There's one downtown St. Pete.
One night stand. Yeah.
And then there was that other one in Oldsmar, but I don't know if it's open. The whole pandemic thing, I think it might have closed down.
Right. That's our recommendations for you, all right? Well, you have a great day at this event. I'm excited for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, talk to you later.
Have a great weekend.
All right, coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity for your Moe's gift card. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And you're going to Moe's. We got a $50 gift card for you, but you got to tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow? Unique New York. Unique New York. The arsonist has oddly shaped feet. The human torch was denied a bank loan.
All of us here at Channel 4 News, you stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yes. This is against Lana's will that we used. Oh, it's against Lana's will that we used this Secret Celebrity. It's an actor that Lana hates.
You two had so much fun gathering those clips for that, because this is, I would say you're a top two favorite.
Yes. This is not going to help you, but he's from my hometown too, so I really enjoy that.
You want to just rattle off a couple of the movies he's been in?
Elf, Ron Burgundy, Step Brothers, keep going, Kev.
Talladega Nights.
And it's his birthday today.
It's his birthday.
And how old does he turn?
He's 54 today.
And because of that, you will be watching movies with this guy in it today,
ooh,
Lana?
No.
Okay. Oh. All right, here's our secret celebrity. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, Rebecca's on the phone playing Secret Celebrity with us. Rebecca, who is our secret celebrity?
How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow? Unique New York. Unique New York. The arsonist has oddly shaped feet. The human torch was denied a bank loan.
All of us here at Channel 4 News, you stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
That was Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. I'm so glad you got this. Now, do you like his movies?
I do. He's one of my favorite actors.
Thank you. A woman after my own heart right there.
What's the best Will Ferrell movie out there? Come on.
Honestly, I really love Elf. It's a classic, the Christmas classic for me.
Can you imagine somebody not liking Elf?
They'd have to be crazy.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like you to meet her. Her name's Lana. She's right here.
What is it about Elf you don't like?
Well, I'm just not a Will Ferrell fan. Yeah. We talked about this before. He's just very over the top and obnoxious, and it's just really not my thing.
Because Lana is a very even-keeled person and never over the top. Hey, listen.
I gotta have some yin to my yang, I guess.
There we go. All right, Lana, what are we hooking up with?
$50, you're going to Moe's.
Yay, thank you.
You got it. Hang on for me, okay?
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Crazy. There you go. Somebody finally talking some sense into you. All right, coming up next, we're going to do our Thursday 3 rematch to see if my win holds up against Kevin and Lana. It's after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
All right, so yesterday we did our Thursday 3. So Friday mornings we do a Thursday 3 rematch just to see if the win holds up for that person. Yesterday, I won with my song. So we'll represent the songs to you right now, QYK family, and you tell us who the winner is. Lana, kick us off.
Well, I picked Freedom Was a Highway. This is a song written by Jimmy Allen, and it guest stars Brad Paisley. I mean, come on, Brad Paisley and Jimmy Allen. He does a massive guitar solo. They sang it live last weekend. This is a great country-sounding song. It's called Freedom Was a Highway.
I miss those days when my dreams were there for chasing. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for Friday. If freedom was a highway.
Talking about, living for a Friday. I mean, come on. That's what we're doing right now.
Very nice. All right, Kevin, what you got?
Mine is Eric Church's brand new song. It's called Heart on Fire. It's actually the lead song on the Heart album of the trilogy Heart and Soul albums he just recently released. When I heard this song, I was like, this is a windows down driving song. Mine, Eric Church, Heart on Fire.
That's a good new song.
All right, I went with Dustin Lynch and Mackenzie Porter. I just thought it was a cool story because Dustin Lynch was going to do this with Lauren Elena and then decided, you know what, their schedules didn't add up or something like that, or line up. And so they decided to just send Dustin Lynch a bunch of demos of people recording it, but no names on it. And he just had to hear it and go, who would be the best fit on this? Well, he picked a Canadian artist named Mackenzie Porter, and they came up with Thinking About You. It's Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, Thinking About You.
I was just thinking that bad weekend at a company lake, and that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for counting me.
QYK family, it is up to you. Now to recap, Lana, you went with
Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley, Freedom Was a Highway.
Kevin.
Eric Church, Heart on Fire.
And I went Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, Thinking About You. Who do you got, QYK family? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, so we do our Thursday 3 rematch on Fridays. It's 99.5 QYK. Yesterday, my song won. Mackenzie Porter, Dustin Lynch, Thinking About You. Lana, you went with
Freedom Was a Highway from Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley.
Kevin.
Eric Church, Heart on Fire.
Both great songs right there. QYK family, though, it is up to you. All right, Tim on his way to Brandon right now. Tim, what is your vote for the Thursday 3?
I got to go with Dustin Lynch.
Yes!
There you go.
Dustin Lynch. Mackenzie Porter, Thinking About You. All right, you have a great day. Drive safe.
Yeah, thank you.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Sean.
All right, Sean, what song are you going with?
Gotta go with Dustin Lynch again.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Slammed
up. Dustin Lynch, Thinking About You. All right. Appreciate you calling.
All right, man. Have a good day.
All right. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What song are you going with today?
Lana's Jim Allen and Brad Paisley.
Oh, look at that. Freedom Was a Highway.
There you go. Got a vote.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, I got 2 out of 3.
I know.
My win held up from yesterday.
It's the true winner.
There you go.
It's a great song, and I'm so glad we're playing it.
I walked Petey yesterday, and I think I listened to it on repeat a few times.
Yeah.
Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, Thinking About You. Yes, defended my title. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK and Tampa Bay's morning crew want to thank those working the front lines here in our community. It's First Responder Friday, brought to you by Fusilla Nissan of Clearwater on 99.5 QYK.
We got Teresa on the phone for First Responder Friday, and she is nominating her son-in-law, Michael. Good morning, Teresa. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Well, we want to hear about your son-in-law. Tell us what he does and how he serves our community.
So, Michael is a Clearwater police officer.
Okay.
And I nominated Michael because, number one, I'm just so very proud of him. He has so much passion for what he does. We have no idea what these men and women see and go through every day and every evening. And he's just always so positive. So I just really wanted to say thank you to Michael and to thank you to all the first responders. I don't think they hear this enough.
Well, that's why we love doing this on First Responder Friday, and we're so glad people like you nominate people like your son-in-law. So tell us about Michael as a son-in-law, because he is married to your daughter, I take it?
He is.
And if you're nominating him, I guess you like him.
Yeah, I do like him. Actually, he's an awesome son-in-law.
What are some of the things that Michael does for your family?
Well, Michael will do anything for the family, anything anybody asks him to do.
And he's a great husband, of course, right?
He is a great husband, and he's going to be a father soon, too.
Oh, tell us about that.
Well, they just found out they're pregnant. She's actually 4 months pregnant.
Oh.
She's due in January. So they are so excited, and I am so excited because I'm going to be a grandma for the first time.
That is so cool. I love that. You talked about him wanting to build a rapport with young people in the community. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I believe in the community that he serves, they just try to get out and build a rapport with the younger kids.
Well, you know what? Everybody in Clearwater, it's good to know that you have got a wonderful police officer named Michael driving around and protecting your community. And we're so thankful, Teresa, that you got to call us today and tell us about, those first responders living and working and serving our community. We thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you.
Well, Mama T is going to be Grandma T now, right?
Yep.
That's right. Mama T is going to be Grandma T.
Well, congratulations
and
on that.
I can't wait.
Congratulations on that. Give our love to Michael and our thanks to Michael. And you have a great day, Teresa.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Teresa.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's very easy to nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday. Just go to 995QIK.com.
It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Oh. Second date update.
Well, brand new 7:15 second date update. After yesterday's, I'm a little worried because that was pretty harsh.
Yeah, she was kind of mean.
Yeah, so we're going to see what's going on today. We got Luis on the phone. Good morning, Luis. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you? I have got a problem I'm hoping you can help me with. So,
yeah, man. So tell us about this date. What's her name? How'd you get, what'd you guys do on your date? And give us the rundown.
Okay. So her name's Shannon, and just to be clear, from my perspective, I think things were just going swimmingly. I took her for our first date. We went to Bar Louie. Now, we had just a great time. We were connecting. I was feeling it. And just, I think she was feeling it. We were connected. We had this really nice energy flowing between us. And so, of course, I wanted to progress with all of these positive feelings. And so we had a second date. She seemed really excited about that. I was excited about that. And so we had a movie night. Mm. And I was as I always am, I was a gentleman.
Okay.
For movie night, I brought popcorn. I had some chocolate for after the movie, the viewing. We had this lovely evening. And then nothing. I was ready for our third date. I had some really fun plans, but I have been cut off, ghosted, incommunicado. I am a persona non grata. I am so clueless as to what in the world happened, and I need, for my well-being, my aura and well-being and sense of self, figure out what the freak happened here.
Huh.
Well, Luis, it's a great description, by the way. You said a movie night. Was this at one of your guys' houses, or you guys went to a theater?
She invited me over to her house. I brought the movie.
And the chocolate.
And the popcorn.
Yes.
And I do a fun thing. I put a bow on the I had three movies. I had a selection I wanted to watch, so I put a bow on that one. Kind of led her to select that one. It was just fun. We had everything was set up and fun. I thought I had entertained her with a lovely night. And so it is a head scratcher.
Okay. Well, man, it sounds like you really thought this through and you sound like a very thoughtful guy.
Yeah.
I think we should try to call her for you. You ready for that?
Yes, please.
All right, Luis, hang on for me, okay?
Okay, I'm here.
Well, Luis reached out to us this morning for the 7:15 second date update, and he sounds like a very thoughtful guy. Kevin, how would you describe him?
Well, again, that is a great term to use, thoughtful. They actually had a second date, and the second date was actually at her place, and it was a movie night, and he brought chocolates, he brought popcorn. So, sounds great, right?
Right.
But he hasn't heard back from her, and he used some terms on there like persona non grata and stuff I don't even understand to describe it. And it's just, he's got ghosted, and he doesn't know what's going on. So we need to find out.
The only thing I can think of is he brought the movie as well, he mentioned.
Yeah, he put a bow on it.
And maybe he brought something, a movie that might not have been appropriate or something like that, and maybe offended
her.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. We're going to try to call Shannon right now and see if we can get some answers.
Maybe the popcorn was stale.
Oh, you never know. Hey, good morning. Is this Shannon?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Shannon. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK. How you doing?
What?
Yeah, I know. Good morning.
Well, we are giving you a call this morning because we are doing something called our 7:15 second date update.
Oh, yeah. I have heard that before. Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, we wanted to talk to you about one of your dates. Would that be okay?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, well, thank you. That's awesome. Well, we wanted to ask you about this guy, Luis. Here's what we know. Luis reached out to us and said that you guys had a great time. First date was at Bar Louie, and then actually there was a second date where you guys had a little movie night, and he came over to your house. He said he brought some popcorn, some chocolate, he brought the movie, and he just had a great time with you. And he had some big plans for a third date, but has heard absolutely nothing and is very confused. So what's going on?
Yeah, I figured this was about Luis. Okay, so the guy, he's nice. He's kind of a baby, in my opinion.
Baby.
And I need someone who's like a little more masculine than that, to be honest.
Why are you calling him a baby?
Okay, I don't know. Obviously, he told you what we did. But like, first date was fine. When he came to my place, we're watching a movie. And during the movie, he like starts crying. But, like, I don't mean, like, a tear. Like, bro is, like convulsing, weeping. Like, he is moved to tears by the film. And I'm like, yo, I just met you. Like, what is happening? I didn't say anything, but I just, like, I can't be with a guy who just cries on the second date, like, full tears.
Well, what movie were you guys watching?
Yeah, what movie were you guys watching?
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Well, it's an emotional movie.
Yep.
Well, it's ironic that Happiness is in the title because he was like, literally, I'm like, should I call someone for you? Like, he was wrecked by this film. Like, it is a movie.
It's a good movie. Doesn't that dad do all this stuff for his son?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I probably cried on that too.
Beats all the odds to become successful.
But not this much. Like, I doubt you cried like a pool of tears. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I can't with this guy. It's just too much for me.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of shocked.
Popcorn and chocolate.
That's right. He did.
Yes, but then it was like saturated by his weeping. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
My goodness, saturated.
Well, I mean, let me ask you a question.
Popcorn is not my thing.
Don't girls want some guys that are in touch with their emotions and things like that?
Not this girl. I guess. Like, I don't want to be with a jerk, but like, I want a man who can handle himself.
Well, Shannon, you've heard this before, so you know that we have Luis on the phone. That's how we got your phone number.
Yeah.
Luis?
I'm just processing what Shannon said. I'm a bit of a state of shock. Everyone knows how powerful of a film Pursuit of Happiness is. So I pride myself. I'm in touch with my emotions, and there's so much toxic masculinity out there. I combat that, and I thought women love men who just are really in touch with their emotions, and that film gets me every time. I've seen it a dozen times. It gets me every time.
I'm sorry. There's a difference between like being in touch with your emotions and like letting yourself completely go with a near stranger as you watch a movie. Like, you don't know me, and like to go there to be that vulnerable in front of me is not attractive, man. Like, you gotta like ease a girl into that sort of thing.
By the way, Luis, just FYI, I cried out of the movie the other day, so I'm with you. I'm not making fun of you or passing any judgment.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Well, it was not Fast and Furious. Those cars are just so dang pretty.
I think it's important. We have such a closed society that doesn't allow this open expression, which Shannon at least can say she knows honestly who I am. I don't hide anything.
You're vulnerable, for sure. Shannon, what's that sound like to you?
I'm not trying to make him cry again. Like, I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just saying there is a line between, like, you're allowed to have emotions, men can cry, whatever. But this was over the top. Like, this was next level. This is a guy that could not be a protector, could not stand up for a woman. Like, I'm not into it. And I'm just saying, you called me. I'm just telling you straight up.
Mm. I wonder if you took issue with Will Smith.
Oh no.
It's not about Will Smith. I love, you know, Men in Black. Yeah. I love, you know, I love the song Welcome to Miami. It's not about Will Smith. You know.
Welcome to Miami.
It's about you, Luis.
But Shannon, I just feel like this guy is such a thoughtful dude, and you know, you could have the complete opposite of this. I mean, is this a deal breaker for you? Maybe you guys don't have a movie night. Maybe you guys go bowling or do something that might not draw this type of emotion, but I don't think it's a bad thing. Is this a deal breaker for you?
I honestly, it's just not my kind of guy. Like, I'm not the girl to be with a guy like this. Like, I need a guy who's, like, funny and makes me laugh and is, like, more gruff and more masculine. Like, he's not the guy for me. Like, I can't be with, like, a super crier. Like, I can't.
All right, Luis. Well, listen, I am so sorry. This is not the result you were looking for on this call. Again, I have passed no judgment to you about this. I'm sorry that Shannon is not giving you the answers you wanted to hear. I appreciate you reaching out to us. And
don't give up, Luis, because there are girls out there that, you know, I think would love to date you.
Yeah. So you have a great day. Thanks for coming on. Shannon, appreciate your time as well.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate your empathy. Thank you.
You got it, Luis. Hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, Luis and Shannon not going back out again. It was painful to listen to. I feel like I felt bad for Luis, but Shannon also was rough. She was rough on him.
Well, she called him bro.
Yeah, it's not really a sign of love. But what happened was Luis got invited over to Shannon's house to watch a movie. They watched the movie Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
which can be a very emotional movie.
Well, right? Yeah, it's a really good movie.
But apparently it got to Luis really hard, hit him hard, and he cried a lot. And Shannon's words said, dude, I need someone more masculine than that. You are just off the rails crying, way too emotional for me. And it scared her away, and she said, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad. I mean, what do you think?
I just think the roles are a little bit reversed in the two of them, and they're just two separate people, and they're just not going to work out.
Well, I thought something you said at the end, too, was there's a woman out there for him, though, because I think some women do like that.
Yeah, a lot of women do like, you know, the sentimental type, the emotional type, them, but there's someone that just don't want that. They want a stronger man.
All right, we got Mike on the phone. Mike, what do you think?
She was okay at first, but then she got pretty rough, and sorry, dude, but crying that much on a second date, no way.
No way. So where are you at on this? Are you on her side or his side?
I'm on neither of their sides. She's pretty rough, like I said. She's a little cruel about it. But him crying the way he was, too, like, I don't think I could have handled that either. I don't think I could have handled either.
It sounds like she would have been wearing the pants in the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think either of them are suited for a good, stable relationship.
Mm-mm. That's true. That's Mm-mm. true. All right. Appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye.
James in St. Pete, your thoughts on this?
Hey, come on, JR and Lana.
How you doing, bud?
This guy, man, this is what's wrong with our woke society these days. I mean, she's absolutely correct. you need someone with a little bit more testosterone than that.
Wow.
And it right away goes, you know, oh, you got something against Will Smith. It had nothing to do with Will Smith.
That was the one part that I thought was funny.
You know, I mean, she's asking for movie night. Maybe it's code for something else, you know? Maybe he just was not going to catch on to that hint.
Yeah, you know, just like someone else was saying, I don't think they were a match, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, guys. Listen, your show's great. I love listening to it. You guys have a great day.
All right, brother. You have a good day, too.
He does have a point. Women want to be able to, you know, be protected and know that somebody's going to be there to, you know, support them and be the strong person in the house sometimes. Well, not all women, not all.
But hold on. I told you the other day that I cried at a movie. Do you have any doubt that I could be a protector to somebody? Me, personally.
You totally could.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, is you can have a balance. You can be emotional, yet you could be a protector.
Yeah, but some women just don't want to wear the pants in the house, is what I'm trying to say. Some women do, but some women don't.
I just feel bad for Luis in general. I mean, like I said, it's not going to be a match with Shannon, but I don't blame the guy for having a little emotion.
Yeah.
That's just me.
No, I know, and it's just the type of person that he is. Some guys are just a little bit more emotional than others.
Like, for instance, you have guys, you've dated guys in your life that have been completely opposite of each other, right?
My ex-husband was a lot more emotional than my boyfriend now. I mean, my boyfriend now is, you know, more stronger. He's like the protector. And my ex-husband was, you know, I would say more of the emotional. I kind of was, I wore the pants in that relationship. I think our roles were reversed a little bit.
Kevin, so. You got that on tape?
I totally do.
All right, let's go ahead and record that.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened. That was fantastic.
We'll be sending that out to both of them right there. All right, if you missed it, it's on our Instagram and Facebook page. A little bit later, we'll put it up for you.
Like that?
I just
you
asked
didn't have to answer that way.
That was fantastic. All right, let's switch gears. Something less emotional. Universal tickets, huh? Caller 9, you're playing with us. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We're going to let Lana host this because she wears the pants. All right, Robert is in town and country right now. Robert is playing for some Universal tickets. Robert, when's the last time you went to Universal?
Oh, God, my kids were younger.
All right,
now
you're
they're a little bit older. Now I got grandkids.
So, nice. So you're due to go back, huh?
Yeah. Oh, buddy, I got my patent leather shoes on, my top hat.
Here we go. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game called Know the Show. Lana will read a statement, and you decide who on the show that has to do with. We'll give you multiple choice, okay?
Yes, all right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. First question, Lana.
All right, Robert, JR is having a birthday this Sunday. Tell me, who is the oldest and who is the youngest on the show? Your multiple choice is JR, Lana, and Kevin. Who is the oldest on the show?
I know you're playing it safe right now, but you're going to have to go with the one that's a little bit more uncomfortable.
Lana.
Lana! That's right.
I will say this. She is the youngest at heart, though, on this show. That is
I mean, it's on girls. You don't tell, you know, hey, she's the old girl. But no, she has a young heart and a young mind.
There you go.
Well, and young skin, too, remember?
Well, I don't know about the mind. But anyway.
who's the youngest on the show?
Who's the youngest on the show?
J.R.
That's right.
J.R.
is the baby on the show.
Yes, he is. Next one.
Okay. All right. One of the highest rated segments on our show is Trending in Tampa Bay. It's hosted by Kevin Ebel. In the opening of the show, JR mentions two awards that he has received. What are they? Yeah. Is it A, first place track and field in seventh grade? Is it B, winner of the ACM CMA Awards? Or is it C, winner of the Grammy in 2006?
B on Baby Doll.
B. Yeah, winner of the ACM CMA Awards.
And he called you Baby Doll.
Right?
Yeah, that happened. Got a smooth operator on the phone. Hey, congratulations, my friend. You're going to Universal.
Wait till my two boys hear this, buddy. I'm serious. Patent leather shoes on and a top hat. And I'm going to go buy a cane today at Goodwill.
All right. Well, listen, you sound like you got your day planned, but enjoy Universal.
He's the fanciest guy at Universal.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right, hold on. We were going to think he works there.
So seriously.
That's awesome. All right. More of those Universal tickets this afternoon at 4:40. Coming up, your 8:10 Music Minute. Let's just play a bunch of country music right now. Here's Scotty McCreary.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Miranda Lambert is hitting the road for a string of summer headline dates, fairs, and festivals. Begins tomorrow. She is so excited to be back out on the road and be back in front of fans. Until now, she said she's just been taking advantage of her time at home.
I'm going to hit the road soon, so I'm enjoying some farm time with my animals and my husband and my friends. And summer's my favorite time of year, so I was glad to have the early part of summer off of the road so I could really enjoy it.
Miranda will be in Florida, but she will be at the Tortuga Music Festival on Friday, November 12th. That is the only Florida date that she has at this time.
Jacksonville, too. She'll be in Jacksonville as well.
Okay.
Just helping you out.
JR says Jacksonville. Okay. All righty then.
Just letting you know.
Lots of country stars like Charles Kelly, Darius Rucker, Jake Owen play golf to unwind. But for Cole Swindell, playing golf is a little bit more than that.
There's a day where I can get out, get some exercise, go play nine holes, whatever it is, and get off the bus, get out there. That's honestly what I love to do. And, man, there's nothing like just hanging out with your buddies. And, I mean, we've written songs, come up with ideas out there. You never stop doing that. So golf is, I don't know, something I hope I can always play.
And we are going to see Cole Swindell. He's going to join Thomas Rhett on the Centerpoint Road Tour coming up next month. They'll be here September the 4th. Garth Brooks, Darius Rucker, George Strait, Luke Combs, and many more are some of the artists performing on the CMT Giants Charlie Pride. It's premiering on August 25th on CMT, of course. And we've got Luke Bryan. He says there's not enough words in the dictionary to describe how happy he is to be back on the road.
There's been so much anticipation that we've moved tour dates around and we've waited for this moment where we can all get back out on the road, the band, the crew, the bus drivers, the truck drivers, the catering people. But then when we stand in front of those crowds and we physically see the people out there having fun, nothing is more special than that.
He's had some big crowds, too. I've been looking at his Instagram. My goodness.
Right, and he will have another big crowd at Tortuga. He will be playing there on Saturday night. JR, do you want to give us the Jacksonville schedule?
I didn't see that. But August 5th, Miranda Lambert will be in Jacksonville.
And finally, Dan and Shay, they announced yesterday they are going to release a new album. It is called Good Things, coming out August 13th. And yes, it includes all of their big hits, including JR's favorite, 10,000 Horses with Justin Bieber. So,
10,000 Horses?
That's
Let's go. Let's 10, go, Lana. How are we feeling today, Lana?
Okay, can I say something? It's 78 degrees in the studio. Our heat has been on all morning, and my head's not right.
Apparently,
today.
Your eyes aren't working. Horses, ours may want to check that glasses. May want to go get some eye tests.
I sent you to a great optometrist.
Dr. Young, help
Dr. Young set you up, and now she can't even see it. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, she told me, she goes, yeah, I feel like my eyes are getting worse. I go, you got new glasses. What do you mean your eyes are getting worse?
All right. That is your Music Minute.
And when is Miranda Lambert going to be in Jacksonville?
August 5th.
And how many horses did Dan Shea have?
10,000 of them.
All right. And they're drinking tequila, too.
Let's play tequila. 99.5
QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. I have no idea what's about to happen on this radio station because I've just been told, sit back, relax, and enjoy this. So that's all I know.
Well, you have a birthday coming up on Sunday, and we wanted to do something a little bit special. JR hates celebrating his birthday. He hates bringing attention to his birthday. And I don't know why. You're only 36. So you're
It has nothing to do with the age. I just don't like
great age
really
in your life
being
right
the center
now.
Of attention. I know that's weird with this job. But
you are the host of a morning show in Tampa,
I know. It's a weird thing, but that's when I have kind of control of what's going on. I don't like being it.
Well, on Fridays, we love to do this segment called The Week That Was, and we take all these funny different things that happened on the show, and we put them all together. So Kevin actually put together some of our favorite JR moments. Since you've been on the show. So if you want to go ahead and play that thing that's called World Film, we just wanted to highlight some of the...
How far does this go back?
And it goes back to last year.
Really?
It's 6 things.
So we have a lot of fun with JR. We're so glad that he's here, and because he's done a lot of funny things. We've had a lot of good times with him on the show. So we just wanted to kind of highlight some of those fun moments that we've had with you on the show. So go ahead, hit play.
So I have come up with another version of this song. It's called Game Time.
I like it. All right.
Because it's game time. Blue and white. Yeah, it's going down tonight. Your skates, your stick, your pads. Ready for a big fight. I ain't trying to simplify. The win we need, tonight. But my jersey's on me. And you know it's game time.
Game time.
We have one of my old teachers on the phone who is now the principal at Northwood High School in Irvine, California.
Yeah.
Leslie Roach, everybody. Leslie Roach. Hi, Mrs. Roach. How are you?
I'm good, but I don't think you should introduce your teacher as old.
Sorry, already offended her. It's not a good
way
start.
To go.
No. Well, I'd like to know, what is that one thing that JR is most infamous for in high school? Like, what stands out that he did?
He was the pep rally commissioner, though. And literally every time he walked out in front of that school with the microphone, I thought the principal was going to fire me. And then he'd go out there and I'd be like, oh my God, if this kid says this, it's going to be the end of my career.
Have you had anybody like him since?
Nope.
No.
Good time. Oh, I think I got a bite.
I like when he goes, good time. I think that's a cool. I don't know. I just like that part in the song. Good time.
Nailed it's not it the same.
I'm not hearing it right. I'm sorry. Or make stupid bets like I did for the ACM Award show, which I bet on with you guys, and I got zero correct.
The loser will walk on Legos right. Bare feet.
Taking the first. Ooh. Ooh. Oh,
popped one with a toe.
Oh, you know it. One is through. That one.
He's full on, both feet on Legos.
Okay, now they're stuck to my feet.
That's what happened.
Oh, no.
Boring into his soul.
Oh, my God. That one, this foot is all right. Screwed.
Well, it's a call line. Fun fact.
Hopefully you're enjoying your breakfast this morning.
Oh, no.
You can produce enough saliva to fill two bathtubs in a year.
Oh.
Now, I know some people I've talked to face-to-face that can do three bathtubs.
Get the little windshield wipers going in the back of
you. I was like, all right, let's take a step back a little bit here.
When the bones are good, rest don't matter. The pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it ring, because I remain the same. When there ain't a crack in the foundation, baby, I know any storm we're facing will blow right over while we stay put. The house don't fall when the bones are good.
That is painful.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday to Jerry. And here we got
why
you something.
Why do you work with me, guys? That's horrible.
By the way, a lot of singing from you.
I'll tell you what,
I was going back through, I'm like, man, he sung a lot.
And Kevin and I got you something real quick. It's real quick. You can
open this up right now?
It's safer on air, everything. Yes.
Yeah, maybe. It's all good.
Yes.
Safe on air.
Well, because you are, you know, living in Tampa now, and we have won the second one in a row. We thought it's finally.
Oh, I love it.
Finally time for him to have his own lighting t-shirt.
Stanley Cup Champs t-shirt. I appreciate this. I will rock this. I'm excited to be part of both of these. I was moved here, like, right in time.
Yes.
I'm not going to take any credit, but when I did move here, you guys started winning championships.
Yeah, that's
right.
I'm just saying, but
that's right.
I'm just kidding. No, I love working here. I love working with you guys.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
This weekend.
Yes, woo-hoo. The QYK family, you're amazing too,
now,
so I appreciate you.
Let's give away some money.
Let's do it. I feel good. All right, I feel good story for you right now. It's 99.5 QYK. Lana, what you got?
All right, well, 5-year-old Meyer Mixdorf, he was stuck in the hospital for brain cancer treatments. Now, his mom was trying to do something to cheer him up, so she took some Post-it notes, and she made a big, huge smiley face on the window with Post-it notes.
Okay.
Well, you know, Meyer just loved it. He thought it was so cool. Well, so did the people across the street, in the building across the street. Joanna Schindelbeck and her coworkers at Truman Medical Center, they saw the smiley face. So the next morning, she decided to put up something with Post-it notes on the window. And of course, 5-year-old Meyer and his mom, they saw it and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. So this just started going back and forth. And every day there was a new picture made of Post-it notes. They did different things, all different types of things just to cheer him up. Angry Birds, Ninja Turtles, Mario Brothers, Minions, all different characters with Post-it notes. And this was just cheering him up so much. Well, he finally got clearance enough to be healthy enough to go outside. Well, Meyer and his mom, he's like, I want to go meet the people that are putting up the Post-it notes. So they went and they went up to the security guard and they're like, what are you here for? And his mom's like, well, I've kind of got a strange story. My son has been in the hospital, and she's like, and there's people over here in this building. She knew exactly what she was talking about. She goes, I'm going to take you upstairs right now to Joanna Steinbeck and the coworkers at the Truman Medical Center, because they would just love to meet you. She said everybody came in, and they were just crying. Happy tears, obviously, because they finally got to meet this little boy. But how awesome of a story that a woman just happened to look at a window across the building and see a smiley face, and she just ended up putting something back, and that turned into what made this little boy's cancer treatments just so much more fun and enjoyable. Wow. You know, I mean, what a great story this is. I was like tearing up when I was reading it. So
little Meyer right there.
Yeah.
Spreading joy.
So I want to give it up for Meyer Mixdorf, of course, and his mom, Liz, for going Meyer through all of that. But big shout out to Joanna Schindelbeck and her coworkers at Truman Medical Center University Health for doing that and cheering up that little boy. I just love this story.
That is a great story. Yeah. I feel good story right there. And Meyer, we are praying for you, buddy. Keep fighting the good fight. Here's Tennille Art, Somebody Like That on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. It's JR and Lana in the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
That's right. It's Kevin Ebel. What is trending in Tampa Bay, sir?
Snowcat Ridge. This is up in Dade City. It happened last year. They are going to reopen November the 10th, and they're actually going to have an ice skating rink this year and private igloos for rent. Ooh. They also have that 60-foot tall, 400-foot long tubing hill. They also have an Arctic igloo, snow and a bunny hill, and an alpine village. So the new ice rink, it's going to be known as Crystal Ribbon. It will be outdoors with a beginner's oval, and so that should be fun. Tickets can be purchased for general admission November 10th through the December 31st. Prices starting at $26.95 for 2 hours of tubing. Parking does cost $15 to go up to Snowcat Ridge and Dade City. Tampa Bay Rays, they're back to baseball tonight after the All-Star break. They're in Atlanta to take on the Braves. That game is at 7:20 on Bally Sports Sun. Monty Kiffin, who was the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they won their very first Super Bowl in Super Bowl 37, 2003. Well, he is going to be the next inductee into the Bucs Ring of Honor. We know when it will happen. It's going to be September 19th, which is week 2 of the NFL regular season. They're going to be playing against the Atlanta Falcons that weekend. So Monty Kiffin going into the Ring of Honor at Raymond James Stadium.
Very nice.
And finally, Tom Brady is the quarterback of who, Lana?
The Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Can't say it enough. It's great. So right after the Super Bowl, they won the Super Bowl. The head coach, Bruce Arians, said that Tom had a little bit of a knee issue. He just needs to get it cleaned out. Well, it was a big time cleaning out. He had a torn MCL the entire season.
Wow.
The entire season. If he gets hit wrong, it hyperextends, and that's not good.
Right.
It's not an ACL. You can't play on an ACL. MCL, he did. Yeah, and won a Super Bowl with it.
That's big, though.
Yeah, so it actually happened in this final season with the Patriots in 2019. He said the injury actually got worse during the year, and that's why he had to have the surgery to replace it. But, yeah, he looks like he's ready to go. He was at training camp last month, so it looks like he's ready to go. I love it.
He also played in that that golf round, the match.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He looked fine there.
So happy to have Tom Brady. But that's a little scary. No one knew, obviously. But, hey. Didn't hurt on the field.
Even a goat gets a sore knee every now and then.
Threw for like 50 touchdowns and whatnot. Leave it to the goat. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. Hope you had fun with us today. It was kind of wild. Kind of got off the rails today.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Lana, what's that song by Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber?
10,000 Horses. It's new. It's the remix version. It's awesome.
That was awesome during the music minute. All right, very cool. Well, things like that happen on this show where little mistakes or whatever. It's either it's me or anybody else on the show. We do a little thing called The Week That Was. It's highlights from the show, bloopers from the show, funny parts of the show. Here is what it sounded like this week. Sharks can grow and lose over 20,000 teeth in their lives.
20,000? Mm-hmm. One shark?
one shark, 20,000 teeth in their lives.
Think of something like grow, like grass, like Kevin's grass.
Uh-huh.
Keeps Shark's growing. Teeth grow like Kevin's grass.
There it is.
I like it.
I'm going to put this on this website that I got that from. There you go. Kevin's grass. All right, we are playing Know the Show for Universal Tickets right now. It's 99.5 QIK, JR, Alana, Kevin here. Good morning. David's in Lakeland right now. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
What is the name of the weather guy that we check in with on our show from ABC Action News? Is it Larry Sprinkle? Is it Greg D? Or is it Storm Fields?
Greg D.
Greg D! That's right.
ABC Action News.
He'd be so happy that you knew that too, David.
Lana, what's your drama?
One of the things that I don't ever, ever do is I never weigh myself. She has this scale that is, it's sitting out in her living room. You know, it's just sitting there on the floor, which is kind of odd that people have scales sitting in their living room. And I turned it on and I was like, so I step on it. And it's a talking scale. Why would somebody buy something like this?
Well, it's a call line. Call line. Fun fact. Fun fact.
Woo! The Guinness Book of World Records was actually invented to settle bar bets. We need to start testing this out for ourselves, and we're going to settle it ourselves. And then they started the Guinness Book of World Records.
See, drinking, bringing people together and creating the Guinness Book of World Record. I love it.
Well, there's your Carline fun fact, and you're going to love this song, Drink in My Hand.
Yeah.
Single Saturday night. That's a pretty big clue.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not really worth the whiskey, though.
Ooh, and he likes to, he's chilling it a little bit, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, but, you know, eventually they're just going to break up in the end.
No, Alana, that's not a very good ending.
Well, that's...
Your last single Saturday night, was at Hula Bay?
Yes,
think about that.
Yeah, and then that's flatlined.
Did he...
All right, every Thursday, we have a contest on our show between the three of us. It is called Thursday 3. We battle it out to win. What do we win? Is it A, donuts and coffee for breakfast?
Delicious.
B, we get to play the song we picked? Or C, we get Bucks tickets?
Oh, I'm thinking the song you picked, we get to play.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much. We are way too cheap for donuts and coffee, right?
Yeah, especially Bucks tickets.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about movies that everybody talks about that you have never seen. All right, yeah. Rebecca.
Born with Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter?
I've never seen a Harry Potter movie either.
Harry Potty either.
Have you seen Harry Potty?
That's great.
And finally, Dan and Shay, they announced yesterday they are going to release a new album. It is called Good Things, coming out August 13th. And yes, it includes all of their big hits, including JR's favorite, 10,000 Horses with Justin Bieber.
So, 10,000 Horses?
That's
Let's go.
Thanks for getting that in.
Oh, yeah. I had to amend it.
My goodness. All right. Have a great day. We will see you Monday.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.